Would you ever name your child Maud?
No. No, I wouldn't. I think that it's cool on Maud Apatow for some reason.
Yeah, it's very cool on Maud Apatow.
Absolutely don't want it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I like old people names on kids sometimes, but Maud is not one of them.
No.
Hello, hello, and welcome to one of our recap episodes where we go absolutely cuckoo bananas watching Degrassi The Next Generation from beginning to end. I'm your host, Keely Bell, and join me every other week with Ezra Parter as we watch these characters do whatever it takes and make it through.
Welcome back. This is Cuckoo Bananas! Exclamation point, a Degrassi colon The Next Generation
podcast.
Yep. I could see it in your face. I could see it. Mm-hmm. I was like, he's going to interrupt me.
I was trying to say it with you, not interrupt you, but then you were so ready for me to interrupt me that you didn't say it. I really thought we were going to say it together.
No, I just gave you that one last word, which worked out well.
It did work out well. I'm glad we dissected it, too.
Yeah. I'm your host, Keely Bell, and I am here with my boyfriend.
Hello, my name is Ezra Parter.
Yes. I am Keely, a self-proclaimed Degrassi expert, and this is my boyfriend, Ezra, who knows nothing
about Degrassi.
Yep.
That joke should get old.
It won't. I don't think it will.
Okay. We'll keep it as the intro to the show forever.
Yeah. If it gets old, I'll just cut you saying about Degrassi.
Hey. No.
Yeah. Because that's the part of the joke that would get old to me.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Well, what? We're both very tired. We're both yawning.
Well, we are
up
sitting
a storm.
In the dark.
It's not dark. Okay, listener, this is what me and my boyfriend have very differing opinions on.
Yes.
To me right now, your home is well lit.
That's crazy. There's one light on in the kitchen
exactly.
And no other lights on. And
exactly.
We're not in the kitchen.
It's daytime.
The windows are in the other room.
The only time that
there's no windows in this room.
The only time you need multiple lights on in a room is at night.
No, when there's no natural light in the room, you have to have artificial light.
Yeah, you've got one light on in the kitchen, and that lights up the space. It is not dark.
I mean, you're technically not incorrect, but it is so much darker than life. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like this is a this is a depressed person's light.
Ooh.
Coming for you.
Yeah. 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 I never claimed to not be depressed.
That's true.
But yes, listener, I am like a vampire. If I were home alone right now, I probably wouldn't have any lights on.
No, you wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. I remember the first time I went to your house, I was like, so there's one lamp and it's off.
At the time there was one lamp. Now we have two.
That's true.
And sometimes I keep both of them on. Very rarely. Right. If I do, one of them has a dimmer, so I put it on really low. Yeah. And the other one
I've never seen them both at full.
Yeah. No, that would be way too bright. Why would we do that? Daniel would.
Yeah. Anyone else would.
Yeah. I simply would not.
You live in the dark.
Yep. And that's okay with me.
Okay.
other than our differing opinions on light, how are we this week, honey?
Pretty good.
You had a great morning, huh?
I had a good morning. I had an improv audition that I think went well. I'm pretty happy with it. I don't know anything yet, but I might get a second chance, another call. A
call
back here.
That'd be so cool.
And I felt like I did enough to get one, but, you know, no chickens before they hatch, as they say. Yeah. And you had some good news this week.
I'm getting my pick line out on Monday, which means I'm like kind of cancer free.
You're officially in remission.
Kinda.
Yeah, that's what that means.
Dr. Kulkarni did say once my pick line is out, we start surveillance. And so I was confused by that.
Right.
Because he said surveillance was last time.
I thought that too. Yeah,
but
that's weird.
Yeah, so I'm confused, but that's okay.
Yeah, bottom line. There was enough not cancer for them to say we don't have to keep you on chemo.
Exactly.
Prep.
Exactly. It's not chemo prep.
What is? What is? What? Like chemo ready?
Yes. Yeah. Not like I don't have to have a tube sticking out of my body preparing my body to receive chemo at any given moment.
Right.
That's anymore. What I mean. Yes. So yeah, President's Day 2023. I'm a new woman. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the tube ripped out of my body.
Some women get their tubes tied. Some get a tube removed.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Me too. I'm so happy for you.
And then my life can officially start again. I get to start planning my cancer-free party.
Yeah.
Which we had to take like a super backseat. It was supposed to be, remember we had said it was going to be
today.
Tomorrow. Because you had already had this audition.
Yeah, right,
scheduled.
Right.
So we were saying it was going to be
tomorrow.
The 19th.
Mm-hmm. And but now it'll be March.
Something. Yeah.
A couple weeks from now. Yeah. Hey, listeners, if you want to come, just write to us.
None of them live in California.
Yeah, you won't be invited, but you can ask. No, but for real, send Keely your well wishes. This is great news.
If you want. Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so exciting news all around. We're mm-hmm. doing great. Wish I could say the same about the characters we watched Manuela. In this episode. Manny yeah. and Craig, honestly.
And Craig too, yeah. And
they were both going through it.
And Toby.
And Toby.
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Liberty. All of them. All of them were having kind Sean, of a rough go of it this episode. These Emma, two episodes. So.
Baby Jack.
Baby Jack couldn't get his diaper changed. No. Had the whole world see his little penis.
Yeah. What was that about?
Full baby penis on this television. You know,
did not expect to see a baby's dick today.
Yeah. Got to keep them on their toes. But I told you I was going to give you some fun facts, and
yes.
we agreed that I would save them for the pod.
Yes.
So, fun fact number one.
Okay.
Is that this episode was banned in the U.S. for a very long time. So. I have not seen this episode that many times.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Is that because of the baby dick or the abortion content?
The abortion content. Okay. Yeah. When they were airing it, they would just skip over it.
Wow.
And so when I watch it now, it doesn't feel as familiar to me as other episodes. Mm-hmm. But eventually, like in my later teen years, they started airing it and they were like being cool that they were like, ooh, and we're airing the previously banned episodes about wow. Manny's pregnancy and abortion.
Wow.
We're going there.
What a hook.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
It's gonna get all the teen girls watching.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, these episodes have such a more like sullen vibe than the rest of the show.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely a down vibe. I think that's part of, like, I joke that we're tired because it's dark, which I think is true, but mm-hmm. also because this episode, just these two episodes didn't have the like upward energy that a lot of them do.
Right. The second fun fact is that later in the series, in Degrassi Next Class specifically, another character gets an abortion, and the conversation that she has with the clinic abortionist is almost word for word this scene.
The scene
where Manny got her abortion. It was a very great homage.
Are you sure it was an homage? Because an homage? Because it could have just been like copy paste lazy writing.
No, it was definitely a homage.
Are you sure? Because maybe just like they were like, I don't know what this scene would be like. But we've done it before, so we could just do it again.
Mm-hmm. No. I think it was a because like there were a lot of homages to to Spike's episode,
right?
About her finding out she was pregnant in this episode. Mm-hmm. Did you notice in the very first episode, everyone was always late. Did you notice that?
Oh, interesting.
Everyone was going, oh, you're gonna be late. Oh, I'm late. Sorry, I'm late.
Interesting.
Because Spike's episode, when she found out she was pregnant with Emma, was called It's Late.
Ah.
Yeah.
And also because Manny's period was late.
Yes, that was the... Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for spelling it out.
You're welcome.
But, yeah. How did you feel about the episode?
Yeah, I think what I was saying before about it not having like any upward energy is mm-hmm. very true.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they handled complicated subject matter really well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the perspectives of the characters involved were interesting and not just like the broad strokes abortion story,
yeah.
but like specific to the characters. I think they did a good job with it. I think it was like boring and slow.
Yeah.
But
also, like, there's like no music in this episode or in these two episodes. Like, it was just kind of like all of the scenes were very just people talking.
Yeah.
People talking lowly.
Yeah.
Sullenly. And it was like no music, no scoring, no nothing.
Right. That's so interesting. I didn't clock that. But now in hindsight, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Because it I can tell you 100% like the writing is fantastic.
Yeah.
The acting is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the production of the show, I thought, was like completely different. And that
maybe,
is why.
Maybe it's because they wanted to showcase the writing or something.
Maybe.
Because they were like, I was partway through the first episode. Like, there's no music. These cuts are weird.
Mm-hmm.
And also I was having trouble taking notes. I don't know what it was. Like, it was very differently structured, I think, than other episodes. And I couldn't put my finger on how.
Yeah, but I think the music is a huge part of it because it really like didn't feel like watching an episode of TV.
Right, right.
It felt a little bit like, this isn't quite right, but like a little bit like being lectured to.
This is a perfect example of like an after school special episode.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I don't think I felt very positively about the episode, despite like, I really do think the writing was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it just didn't make us feel good.
No.
Yeah, I feel that.
And I don't need my TV shows to always make me feel good. I kind of want them to, but I don't need them to. Like, that's not a requirement, but it just the way that it, like, pushed through the topic with everyone being negative and, like, I don't know, just...
Except Manny, whose pregnancy test was positive.
Yeah, well done.
Were you right with your prediction?
I was 100%
right.
Prediction.
You were right on
the B plot.
On the A plot and the B plot.
Yeah.
Shockingly. The B plot, I barely even gave you information on.
No.
I was like, yeah, like it was Toby and JT's friendship. And you were like, okay, I think Toby's going to try to befriend the popular kids by giving them better grades. You said tutoring them, but
yeah,
it was crime.
Yeah, computer crime. As Mr. Radich called it, computer crime.
Computer crime.
Computer crime is a serious offense. Mm-hmm. Not when you say it like that, it's not.
Computer crime.
But yeah, I nailed it. I'm a genius.
You are.
Come to me for all your future prognostications.
He's a regular...
soothsayer.
It was not the word I was going to use, but yeah.
Oracle?
I think Oracle was the word I was trying to come up with. So episode opens and we realize this show loves to do this. We have a random sports team suddenly that we never have seen them before. Last season it was floor hockey. Yep. This season it's gymnastics. And all the girls that we know are in it, except Paige. For some reason,
Paige is not on the gymnastics team.
Why wouldn't Paige be on the gymnastics team? She's the head cheerleader.
Yeah, it would only make sense for her to also do gymnastics.
Yeah. Hazel's there. Hazel's and Manny there. Are there.
Manny's there. Some like, random blonde girl who's pretty good at gymnastics is there.
Mm-hmm. Emma's there for some reason, even though she's not comfortable in her body at all. very lanky and gangly. but they're all doing gymnastics, and we are establishing that Manny is very good at gymnastics and that there is a stomach flu going around because Kendra has the stomach flu. Miss Hatzilakos is the coach of the gymnastics team and there's a stomach flu going around because Kendra, Spinner's sister, is feeling sick.
She's trying to do a spin on the old beam and is like, oh no, instead of the spin, I must go throw up.
Yeah. Yeah, the acting, like I need to know who taught all these kids how to act like they need to throw up because it's really interesting in this episode. Like Kendra won and then Manny later, same vibe. So yeah, Kendra runs off to go puke and Miss Hatzilakos looks around at the team and is like, I can't lose any more of yous.
She says, stop breathing. Everybody stop breathing.
Yeah. Because I can't afford to lose any more of yous to the stomach flu going around. And we're like, okay, we're setting up people being sick.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So a lot of the girls are puking and one of them is about to have an accident of some kind. I think I know what it's going
to
be.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Manny goes to take her picture for the yearbook and Craig is the photographer. And Manny...
Craig's like, smile.
And she's like, I don't feel like smiling when I look at you. So she gives very bitch face at the camera, mm-hmm. and he's just like, right, right, right. I broke her heart. Right, right, right.
Yeah.
So we go to the opening credits. Then we come back, and Manny's at her locker, and Ashley and Ellie walk by. Look, Ashley is a cunt in this episode, okay?
Oh, man.
Ashley sucks in this episode, but I will say, I
understand why she's hurt, but oh, man.
I will say this part's pretty funny. I think it's funny when people go like out of their way to be so stupidly mean.
Oh, so stupid.
She walks by Manny's locker and she goes, Ellie, do you smell something? And then Ellie goes, yeah, it's the very familiar stench of a boyfriend thief.
God. I know I complimented the writing earlier, but we gotta
say.
That
was bad.
That is horrible.
It was so funny. It was so bad.
Yes. Yeah. No. And it works in that way, obviously. Mm-hmm. But like, I know whoever wrote that was like, I nailed it.
Burn. Yeah. And Paige can tell that Manny's like self-conscious about everyone talking about that. Oh, yeah. Manny also chases them down. It's like, I don't want Craig. And I really want to know how she was going to finish that sentence.
Yeah, she doesn't finish the sentence, but it's definitely like, he's bad.
Yeah, because I'm like, she probably was going to be like, he sucks. But then she was like, he's great at sex. Oh, no. He's hot. No. He's talented. No.
He's left an impression on my vagina that I can never forget. Oh,
yeah.
No.
But then Paige comes up and is like, hey, if it's any consolation, nobody's really talking about you know, being a whore anymore. They're talking about you being great at gymnastics. And Manny's like, really? And she's like, no. But when they're not talking about that, they are talking about you doing gymnastics.
Really good Paige stuff, too. Mm-hmm.
Great Paige stuff in this episode.
Yeah.
And so then we cut to our B plot. We introduce our B plot, which Jimmy has invited JT to a DJ Mad Bullets concert.
Mm-hmm.
And JT's like, oh, yeah, I'm totally down to go.
Yeah, they're driving down to Buffalo to get some hot wings and see a concert.
Yeah,
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool. And Toby is jealous.
They get to go to the whole United States.
And Toby's jealous, and he's like, I want to go to the DJ Mad Bullets concert. And JT's like, sucks to suck, man.
He actually says, I want to go to the DJ Hot Guns show.
That's later.
Oh, sorry.
That's later. I think it's Crazy Guns.
Crazy Guns, that was it.
Yeah. That's later when he's talking to Jimmy.
Oh, right. Sorry.
But yeah, JT is like, man, I don't know how to fix this for you. Like, I have popular friends and they don't want to be your friend. Like, what do you expect from me?
Yeah.
And Toby's like, Because he's like, he and Jimmy used to be friends. And JT's like, well, that was when he was dating your sister. But like, he's not anymore. So why would he be your friend? And Toby's like, I need to get cooler.
I do suck other than my hot sister.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So Manny goes up to Ashley in, I think, the resource center or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she tries to tell her that Craig lied to her, too. And that she was just as fooled as Ashley was, and that he told her she was the one, and she really doesn't want Ashley to think that she was just like out to steal her man. She was like, look, he told me I was the one, and Ashley doesn't want to hear it because she's a bitch.
Also, I think you can defend Ashley on that part of it.
Yeah, you're right.
Not wanting to hear about that shit.
It's the same. Look, remember I said a couple weeks ago, I was like, look, Ashley sucks, but in this point in the story, she's never wrong.
Right.
And that's exactly it. Like, she can suck, but she's never wrong to be sucking right now.
She definitely takes some wrong actions in a little bit, but
yeah.
But yeah, her motivation to be upset is valid.
Yeah, it's very valid. And so she doesn't want to hear it, and she leaves Manny in the room, and she's like, wah. And so then we cut to Miss Kwan's class. And Manny is feeling pukey. And this is what I mean when I say they taught those girls to act really weird when it came to knowing how to, when it came to acting sick.
Yeah.
Because she likes, her voice drops like eight octaves.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, please.
That please should be a TikTok sound. Like that please is, can I please go to the bathroom? I don't think you should be, please.
And Miss Kwan is like, don't come to school sick. And Manny's like, I need to go. And so she's like, go, go, go. And so she runs to the bathroom and is puking. And then at this point, I think the audience is like people who don't know. Like, oh, yeah, you're someone who didn't know. Well,
yeah,
you knew. But
I predicted and I was proven right.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. So at lunchtime, Jimmy is talking to Hazel about how he's failing algebra. Mm-hmm. And Toby overhears. And Toby's like, hey, can I go to DJ Crazy Guns with you? Mm-hmm. And Jimmy's like, you don't even like rap. Like, what?
Why
would you want to do this? And Toby's like, hey, what if I told you that I knew how to hack into the school's firewall and lift the firewall so someone could change your grade, so that your parents don't, you know.
Right, because Jimmy was saying like his grade was so bad his parents might not let him go.
Yeah. And Jimmy's like, mayhaps.
Well, if someone could do that, Mr. Toby, I could see someone else buying that there someone a ticket to DJ Med Bullets.
Yeah, and then Toby, what does Toby do when he puts the black power fist up?
Honestly, all I could see was that black power fist.
He says something. He's like, solidarity, my brother, or something like that.
He's definitely using a lot of like black coded language in this like little. It's bad.
Yeah, it's very bad. It's very bad. But it's because
he refers to himself as a homie. What did he call Jimmy when he was like? I might have just been my brother, but yeah,
it was a lot of that stuff. Like when JT was like, when your step sizzle dumped his ass sizzle.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because they're trying to show that JT and Toby aren't hip. Like, they're very unhip.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
And so they're like, and especially Toby, he's trying to, like, we find out by the end of this episode. We don't find it out. But Jimmy brings to light by the end of the episode that Toby's a fucking poser.
Yeah.
And it's just because he thinks that Jimmy and his friends are cool that he's trying to pretend like he likes this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So they make this agreement that Toby's going to change his grades on the school computer. Mm-hmm. And so we cut to gymnastics, and Emma was in Quan's class when Manny left puking, and Manny's in gymnastics fine. She's better. And Emma's like, you know, you can't compete if you're sick. And Manny's like, I need to compete. Like, you don't understand. And
don't take this away from me. My life sucks right now.
Yeah. There is still some like contention between them because of, you know, what happened with Manny and Craig. And Emma finding them making out in her bedroom.
Right.
And so we aren't, it's not clear if they're like friends again, but they're kind of like they talk, but they're not besties anymore.
Right. Like they're clearly still upset, but they are being friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Emma's like, she can tell something's wrong with Manny. She probably can tell something's wrong with Manny before Manny knows there's something wrong.
100%.
Which is like friendship. And so at practice, Manny does the most basic balance beam routine I've ever seen in my life. But
it was so
lovely.
Impressive.
It's lovely.
I've never seen anyone get up onto a balance beam and then get back off of it in my life. So I was blown away.
She did exactly one cartwheel and exactly one back walkover.
Now, we're talking shit, but
I could never do any of that.
Never do that. Yeah. Oh my God. It is truly.
But like, she didn't even do any of like jumping.
No.
She just kind of like tapped her toesies a lot.
She's
like
14.
Well, like jumping is like a big part of the balance beam. Like, you're meant to like do leaps and stuff. True. So like, I was expecting a little bit more. I had to do balance beam in gym class when I was in middle school.
Yeah.
And I, an untrained little 13 year old, threw in some leaps and jumps there.
Look, she's not Simone Biles, but she's the best
that they have at Degrassi. Yeah. Degrassi Community School.
Sorry.
Yeah. So then we go to the locker room and Emma's like, yeah, you killed that. And Manny's like, yeah, I did. Thanks. And then Hazel comes in, delivers my favorite line of the episode. My favorite couple lines, actually.
Yeah.
She comes Hazel's in fire, and she goes, does anyone have a tampon? I just did a front walkover straight out of a horror movie. Which.
Disgusting. Just disgusting.
As somebody.
What, is that, like, I'm picturing, like, she does the front walkover, and as she's, like, walking over, it's just, like horror movie blood spurting out, like, flying everywhere, just, like, coating the audience.
What it was. So a walkover is when you're on your hands like you flip, but you like scissor your legs in the air,
right?
So like your legs come apart, and so I'm assuming is like she did it, and then like just like blood all over that area of her leotard.
That makes sense.
And as somebody who just had a pretty scary horror movie level menstruation, can relate, Hazel. I was sitting watching reality television with my roommate on a Wednesday night, Wednesday evening, and then I got up to use the bathroom. My pants will never be the same.
Really?
Yeah. This hasn't happened to me in a long time. I was shocked.
Dang.
I don't know why. I don't know why how that happened. But, yeah.
You're so fertile, babe.
That's not how that works.
I know.
Speaking of being fertile, Manny is like, oh, yeah, sure. I can have you can have my tampon. I haven't used it in forever. And Emma's like...
The concept of like, oh, yeah, you can... I haven't used my tampon in a while.
That is the weirdest thing to say.
Like, yeah. I know she meant she hasn't like gone into the box to get one out, but it sounded like she was like, oh yeah, this is the one tampon I use. Yeah. I haven't used it in so long. Yeah.
And Emma's brain does the meme of the lady connecting the math,
yeah,
you know, over
yeah,
her head. And she's like, you were puking, you haven't been on your period. Are you sure this isn't something else? And Manny's like, fuck you? Of course not.
You're right. That isn't any of your business.
Mm-hmm.
Except my best friend who's trying to help me.
Yeah, except then she runs out and immediately pulls out her calendar pages.
Yeah, and is like, oh, wait.
She hasn't had her period in 9 weeks.
9 weeks, yeah.
That's way too long.
Yeah, you're 2 months pregnant, my friend.
2 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
and I love, I want to like, I should have.
When does morning sickness typically set in?
About that mark.
Okay.
Month.
Okay, so
month
they got it right.
Yeah. They got it right.
Good.
She, like, I really should have, like, paused and, like, dissected her calendar pages a little bit more because I saw she had, like, New Year's Eve, like, written up there. I wonder, like, what all she had on her calendar.
She also had 2 days that were just dots of red blood.
That's her period.
Oh.
Yeah. That's, okay. Oh, honey, the way that people mark down their period on a calendar.
Mm.
Fun. My mom used to do the dots. What else? My mom has done like stars, red stars. Mm-hmm. Like it's coded language. Then Manny goes to the bathroom ? Because she knows Paige will be there ?
Yeah.
Weird. Contrived.
She could have just been following Paige.
Yeah. So Paige is in the bathroom. Manny goes into the stall.
Just been, like, she was outside. She saw Paige go in.
Yeah.
Followed Paige.
That must be it.
Yeah.
She goes into the stall next to her. And this is like a person talking to a priest. I thought that was like really funny.
Yeah,
like it had to have been on purpose.
Yeah.
It was like confession. I thought that was so funny.
That's such a good point.
She's like, Paige. And Paige is like, oh, yeah, here, hon. She puts up, she gives her toilet paper under the stall. And Manny's like, no. And Paige is like, what? And she's like,
then what?
Yeah, what could you possibly be asking me for?
You want my poop? You can't have it.
And Manny's like, how do you know if a guy used a condom? Which, like, both of you to assume Paige knows.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah, but she knows that Paige has all. From their previous interactions, she knows that Paige has also had sex, so it's not completely unreasonable.
Does she?
Yeah. They talked about it. You
when?
Know, after Paige was assaulted, and
she
then
wasn't, Manny wasn't.
No, because then Manny was interested in the guy.
Right.
I think that that's where that's coming from. I thought that made sense to me. That tracked.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like I think there's an assumed other conversation.
Okay.
There.
Yeah.
Like not something on screen, but I think it's like that's their dynamic.
Okay.
Paige is her guy expert.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So she asks Paige how to tell if a guy used a condom and Paige goes, were you there, hun? And then she comes out of the stall and she's like, oh, you're serious. And Manny's like, as a heart attack, tell me, like, how do I know?
And Paige says the first thing that I've ever been like, wait, Paige is dumb?
What?
When she says, if you're talking about who I think you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
He's responsible.
Craig?
No,
responsible?
What about the last few episodes has given you the idea that Craig is trustworthy?
What, the guy that cheated on his girlfriend and had an affair and thought that he could get away with it. What about that screamed responsibility?
Truly the only time I've ever questioned Paige's mm-hmm. brains.
And she tells Manny, look, just ask him, mm-hmm. you know, straight out. So then we're in the library where more contrived shit. Ugh. Toby is trying to break into the firewall.
And the only way is through the dial-up port mm-hmm. in the library to connect a wire to his laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Look, contrived. I know computers have come a long way, but at no point was that ever real.
No. And so JT has to both be on lookout and be the one to plug it into the port.
Right, because Toby is sitting between two stacks and the plug is between one of the stacks and the wall. And I'm like, why don't you just sit between the stacks and the wall?
Yeah, dumbass.
Why not sit by the plug? It's not going to be any more obvious that you're using the plug if you're sitting by it.
Yeah. And that way JT could go and be on actual lookout. Crazy. And stop them from getting caught by Quan, which is what happens, basically.
Who obviously walks up while they're doing it yeah. and nobody is looking. So what?
Yeah. So he is able to get in just far enough to start changing Jimmy's grade. But then Quan walks up and JT
pulls the plug because he freaks out. But JT's
Toby.
Thank you. Toby's keyboard is sticky, so he accidentally types in 4/8 instead of 2.
Yeah. Which is, I think that's really funny.
Yeah. That contrived shit, but I like it.
Yeah, that part, the fact that he gave Jimmy an 8,888% is really funny. So, and see, I would have been like, maybe it didn't go through. Maybe it didn't go through. Because at no point did he like press enter when
that
happened.
That's true.
But it went through.
Honestly, we don't even know if it went through.
It did. Oh, we don't.
We don't know for
You're
sure.
right.
Yeah. Because, yeah, later Toby tries to fix it and he gets in trouble.
Yeah.
For trying to fix it, not for changing it wrong.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
At the gymnastics meet.
Right. We go there next.
Mm-hmm. We meet Manny's mommy. Mm. Manny's mom is in the front row and Manny's like freaking out. And Ms. Hatzilakos is like, you're going to do great. And your mom, you're going to make your mom so proud. And Manny's like, no, I'm not. Because she's thinking about being pregnant.
Yeah, also, baby Jack is there just crying to remind her that babies exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes out into the balance beam and chokes. And she falls
straight
off.
Straight up falls off.
Mm-hmm.
Before she can even get back up, Mr. Armstrong is already like, okay, you forfeit.
Forfeit. And I was like, and Ms. Hatzilakos is like, no, what? And I'm like, this is contentious. they're going to have to see each other in the teacher's lounge tomorrow. And she's going to be like, you fucked my team, Armstrong.
Yeah. Armstrong, just like give her 1 second to get mm-hmm. back up and try again.
Mm-hmm. So Manny runs out mortified. And Craig follows her and he's like, hey, you okay? And
it wasn't that bad. You just fell.
Yeah. And she like goes, when we did you use a condom? And Craig is like, what does that have to do with you being bad at gymnastics?
Did you slip on a condom up there? I don't understand.
And he's like, well, you said it was okay. I thought that meant you were like on the pill or something. And she's like, it was my first time, dumbass. Of course I'm not on the pill. And he's like, why? Because what did he say? Or she said, he's like, why is something wrong? And she goes, no, nothing's wrong. Nothing can be wrong. And he's like, well, what is it? Nothing's wrong or nothing can be wrong because you're not making any sense. And so at this point, he kind of knows what's going on in her head, even though she's not going to tell him.
Yeah, he's like onto it for sure.
Mm-hmm. And so we go back to Toby and he tells Jimmy that he fucked up his grade and he seems very chill about it. Why is he so chill about it, Toby?
I don't know.
Because he's just like, yeah, I fucked it up. And Jimmy's like, you did what? And Toby's like, yeah, 8,000%.
I feel like, if I'm a teacher in that scenario and I find that somebody's grade is at 8,000%, I'm not going to jump to Toby hacked into this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to jump to, oh, that's an error. I can fix that.
Mm-hmm.
So like I can understand Toby being kind of chill about it because it shouldn't be a, like, there's it no, shouldn't be traceable. It's not traceable. Yeah. It's not like, it, like, honestly, like, the teacher's not going to be like, Jimmy hacked the system. It's not going to, like, there's no way. So it's probably fine if they just leave it. But
yeah.
But Jimmy wants that grade fixed. And yeah. Jimmy goes full bully here.
He goes full bully. He, like, shoves Toby against the wall. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you need to fix that now. Mm-hmm. And Toby's like, okay. So he goes into the media immersion room, logs in. So apparently the way that this computer crime worked was that Toby lifts the firewall. He logs into Radich's.
So on Toby's personal laptop earlier, he lifted the firewall so he could change the grades.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to do that through this one port for stupid reasons. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to use a computer that was school licensed. He wanted to use his own because it wouldn't look suspicious if somebody saw him.
Right.
But now, because his computer is sticky and bad, to get back in, he has to use the computer in the immersion room.
Mm-hmm.
But he can just hack into Radich's account, I guess.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Because he's a hacker.
I'm confused as to why he was in Radich's account. Was he in Radich's account to lift the firewall?
No, to change the grade.
Okay, that makes sense. But why does Radich have control over the grades? He's the principal.
I don't know.
She should have been logged into, like, Quan's or whatever grade this was, algebra, Armstrong's.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it made zero sense. So he's logged in, and then Mr. Radich is in there about to ask him a computer question because...
He's like, hey, I can't get into my account. Do you know what... Can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Simpson's not here, so I need you.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason he can't get into his account is because Toby's in his account.
Yes. Yeah. Simpson is in... hospital, by the way.
Right.
We established this earlier in the episode that Mr. Simpson had to go to the hospital because of complications with his chemo, but they need it so that, and Emma said that they're ramping up his chemo, they're making it more aggressive. Mm-hmm. So that's why Simpson's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Radich was going to ask Toby about this problem instead of Simpson. And then.
Yeah, because this eighth grader knows more about computers than anybody else.
I mean, probably.
Yeah, fair enough.
This was 2003.
True.
4. And so Radich comes up and he sees that he's already logged in on Toby's computer.
Ninth grader. I'm surprised you didn't correct me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ninth grader.
Grade niner.
He goes up and he's like, why am I already logged in? And Toby's like,
Now, another part of this that makes no sense is Jimmy was like, you're going to do this right now, and then didn't serve as lookout.
Yeah.
Looking through the window on the other side.
Yeah, I think he might have been on the other side and Radich came in through the other side.
Because there's multiple doors in this classroom.
Yeah, there's like the window that he shoved Toby against mm-hmm. is on one wall and I'm assuming there's a door there and that's where Jimmy was. And then on the other side, it's like from the resource center library area where Radich came in.
Okay, fair enough.
I've never thought about the layout of this school that much
until
we started doing this podcast. And now I'm like, there's doors and windows here. So so then my favorite part of this episode, the part of this episode that I always think about when I think of this episode is Manny going on a pregnant little run.
Oh my
Why
God.
Is she running is my question. Because it's like...
She just needed to clear her head.
Is that a thing people do? Am I this out of shape that I can't even fathom?
I don't know. I'm more out of shape than you.
I can't even fathom someone going on a run.
She's also terrible at running.
Yes.
Like, look, I'm not one... I shouldn't be allowed to judge people's running form because mine's ridiculous. But... Oh, man, it is bad.
It was pretty bad. And she
her legs are sticking out like little duck feet mm-hmm. trying to run.
And she keeps running past babies. She keeps like running There's past so moms babies and babies. Out. I wonder, you know, I've never had, knock on wood, I've never had like a legitimate pregnancy scare where mm-hmm. I like was like really thinking I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if that's like real. Because like a lot of that that's how it's portrayed a lot in movies when
you just see babies everywhere.
When women are like, afraid that they're pregnant or they think they're pregnant and they're like walking around, they just see a baby and they see a baby and they hear a baby and they're like, ah, babies everywhere. I wonder if that's real.
I believe it.
I'm sure
that's what
it
you're
is.
Stressed whatever you're stressed about, you probably see more of it.
Yeah,
I believe it.
Yeah. And so she ends up at Emma's house and she's like, Spike, I need to talk. I think I'm pregnant. And Spike is like, you know, having gone through this already, that's why she went to her.
Yeah.
And she's super understanding and she tells Manny, look, my mom surprised me. She was super understanding. Maybe yours will be too. And Manny's like, no, they're going to send me away. What did she say? They're going
to send me to a convent in the Philippines.
Yeah, they're going to send me to a convent in the Philippines. And Spike's like, oh, they wouldn't do that. And she's like, really? Because that's what they did to my cousin.
And Spike's like, oh, no.
She's like, oh, shit.
Ooh.
There are some cultural elements here that I was not aware of.
Yeah, the Philippines are super Catholic. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. And so the pregnancy test is positive, obviously.
And the pregnancy test is a very unique pregnancy test.
It looks so weird.
That is like, it's like this like clear plastic strip that it turns red like a lightsaber, like Darth Vader lightsaber. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so if it was negative, would it turn green and then you're a Jedi? I don't get it. Light side of the Force, negative, dark side positive.
So then we go to... I love how in order to make this work for the timeline of the episode where Manny had to go to Emma's after school, that Mr. Radich waited till the next day to have Toby and Jimmy in his office.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like he did it the day that he found them. He was like, you're in my office tomorrow.
I think Manny left school.
Mm-mm.
Because she started her run from school.
Yes, that's true. But Toby Toby and Jimmy are in different clothes. So this is the next day.
It's the next day.
Yeah, this is the same day that Manny tells Craig.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I would believe that. But Jimmy and Toby are in different clothes.
Yeah.
And this is when Radich says computer crime is a serious offense.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
And he has given them Saturday detention. And that's
Jimmy's
important.
She's like, dude, why would you snitch?
Mm-hmm.
Toby's like, I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
I had to just tell him that you did it.
Yeah. And then he gives them Saturday detention, which put a pin on that.
Oh, okay. Are we going to get a Breakfast Club moment next episode?
I don't know. And Toby goes, Jimmy says, guess what Saturday is? And Toby goes, DJ, what does he say? Bad Bullets. DJ Bad Bullets. And Jimmy, this is when Jimmy tells him, you're such a poser, man. You're a fake rap fan. You're fake. You're fake. You're fake.
You're a fake hacker.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fake Jew.
But yeah, he tells Toby that he's super fake. And Toby's just like, well, wah, wah. And that's like the end of the B plot, which is, it's unsatisfactory in my opinion.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. But then we go to Manny sitting outside of the school, and Craig is like, hey, I got your text. What's up? Sorry, I'm late. And Manny is like, look, something bad happened. I'm pregnant. And Craig is like shocked at first, and Manny starts to apologize. And that makes me so sad. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why are you apologizing when he's the one who didn't wrap it up and you're both just dumb kids? Like,
yeah.
Why do you feel like this is your fault? It makes me so sad.
It is sad. And it also like kind of try, like it makes sense, unfortunately, that's how people would feel about it. Like, I'm sorry my body did this to us.
Yeah. Or even like, I'm sorry that I said it was okay, which made you think that I was on the pill. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Which none of it is.
It's nobody's fault.
I mean, obviously the unprotected sex is a mistake, but
yeah.
But yeah. No, it does. You feel bad for Manny there, for sure.
Certainly. And then, but instead of, like, come down on her or be mad about anything, Craig gives us his good old crazy eyes. And he says, I have it written down, that he's been thinking about it after she asked him the condom question. And he says, what if we had it? We could be a little family, crazy eyes. And Manny's like, oh, like she didn't consider that. She was like, oh.
She's absolutely unprepared for this positive reaction.
Yes. And then that's when we freeze frame on the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to decompress a little bit?
Okay, I feel better. Keep that in.
Yeah. We've got so much teen pregnancy to deal with. It's tiring.
I know. And I just came from another one. It's crazy.
So episode two.
Episode
ready?
Two.
Part two. We pick back up I'm assuming it's the next day or so.
Yeah.
And Manny and Craig walk in, arms around each other down the hallway, and everybody's like, those two whores dating now? What?
What the heck?
And Paige is especially sus because she's like, Manny just was crying at me about how this guy didn't wear a condom, mm-hmm. and she's freaking out. And so she's like,
and Paige is like, something is up here. Mm-hmm. My pregnancy senses are taking
Yeah. So she approaches Manny and asks, oh, it looks like things went well with the condom conversation. Must have, like, best case scenario is that she asked him about the condom and he was like, oh yeah, I wore a condom. I'm still in love with you. And Manny's like, I'm still in love with you too. And now they're dating and everything's all good. But no, that's not it at all.
Nope.
And Manny says, well, no, it didn't. The condom conversation didn't go well. But yes, it did go well. And then she tries to walk away.
And Paige is like, wait, what? And she's Manny's like, walking away before she can even get the follow-up question in.
Paige goes, we have cheer practice after school. And Manny goes, I don't think I can't go. And then she walks off. And Paige is like, what is going on? And, you know, obviously in Manny's brain, it's like, okay, well, I'm having a baby now, so I can't be like jumping and flipping and
talk to Rihanna about that.
Yeah. So in class, Ashley and Ellie are reeling over Craig and Manny being public with their relationship. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I can't believe they're together. I can't believe they're dating. And Ashley goes to Paige and she's like, can you believe that? And Paige is like, that Manny and Craig are dating. And Ashley's like, yeah. And Paige is like, well, what if I told you that I think Craig got Manny pregnant.
Craig got Manny pregnant.
So Paige, we love Paige.
Who earlier promised not to tell.
Mm-hmm. We love Paige and stuff, but she's kind of shitty in this episode.
She's a little bit of an agent of chaos.
Yeah, because it's like she's always a girl's girl. She's always going to be there for other girls. But then she's also in this episode just a terrible gossip. She's great in this episode, but like not aspirational.
No, certainly not. She's definitely choosing violence in a lot of situations here.
Yeah.
Well, specifically this one.
Yeah.
Really just this one time. This is pretty much the only thing she does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Ashley does the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of choosing violence, Liberty and Sean have been paired for their history project.
Oh my God, Liberty. I said when she came on the screen, oh right, Liberty's still alive.
Super underutilized this season. She hasn't had a single plot to herself until this episode. It's crazy.
And I gotta say, this plot is bananas.
It's so fun. I love this plot for her. It's so silly.
Yes.
It's because like, that's one thing I had an issue with in the first half of this, of these two episodes, is that the balancing between the heaviness of Manny's pregnancy with like what is supposed to be the lightness of Toby and Jimmy's thing doesn't feel much lighter.
I think that's partly because the way that Toby and JT are talking here does not age well. Yeah. Like, I don't know that it would have been truly good then, but
I don't think that really affects it too much for me.
Okay. For me, it makes like what could have been maybe like, cause that's like them talking like that is supposed to be the joke. Mm-hmm. That's like supposed to be the light moment. And we both like cringed at that pretty hard. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it took away the lightness they were going for.
I just think, yeah, that's part of it maybe. And I also just think tonally it's not as light as.
Yeah. It's still like grade, you know, breaking into a school to change the grades.
Yeah,
it's still pretty heavy stuff.
Exactly. Which, so like this B plot feels much lighter.
Definitely.
And just like, oh, thank God. It's like a weight lifted off my shoulders.
Yeah.
For these two episodes. So we'll get back to Liberty and Sean. But till then, Craig found a baby name book and he brings it to Manny in the middle of the cafeteria like a fucking dumbass.
What? A lunatic.
What a lunatic.
In what world do you want to have this conversation in school?
The school cafeteria where everyone can see you.
It's crazy.
And they jokingly look at the name Maude and they're like, oh, we can't name our baby Maude. She's going to eat glue. And then Ashley comes up and she's like, oh, so it's true. And she sees them with the book. And she's like, oh, I can't believe this. Hey, everybody, these two idiots are pregnant. And
she's like, these two idiots have an announcement they want to make. Oh, no, you're not going to make it.
They're
well,
too
then
modest.
I'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're
such a bitch. Such a bitch. I can't.
Yeah. What? Yeah. I mean, again, I get why she's motivated to do something like this, but mm-hmm. to actually make that decision is psychotic.
Yeah, because it's like, I understand being mad. Yes. I understand being heartbroken, but like, clear, like, this is, maybe it's because like, I think in my brain, I'm like, Manny and Craig are just kids, mm-hmm. right? Like, but then again, so is Ashley. Right. So like, maybe that's part of it. It's like, in her kid brain, this isn't terrible to do to a person, mm-hmm. but it's like, even if you've been hurt by this, it just feels so mean spirited, which like, yeah, it is, but like,
yeah,
it just feels so absolutely awful to put them on, like to air them out in front of everybody mm-hmm. in your school and know that these two people are now going to be just like talked about and ostracized. And like, it's just so mean. It's so cruel. Yeah. That's why I hate Ashley.
Yeah, I agree.
She's done a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. And I think this plus what all the shit she used to say to Terry are my two big reasons.
The Terry stuff is awful. Oh, Terry has a great moment in this.
Yeah, I think it happens right now, actually. Yeah.
Oh, good, good.
We go to the bathroom.
Right, Manny's hiding herself in the bathroom, crying.
And Terry, you hear Terry and Paige in there talking. And Terry goes, I think Manny's so lucky. A baby is a bundle of joy or something like that. And I was like, you know what, bitch? Me too. That would have been me in high school. Like, look, I understand this is probably going to like ruin her life and stuff, but like, babies are so cute. And then Paige is like, are you an idiot? No, like she's going to wreck her life. And her figure. And her figure, which seemed to be like the driving force on Manny not going through with this pregnancy by the end, which like, wow, that doesn't age well either.
No, it does not.
Like, guys, there are worse things than just being curvier than you were. But the line between Manny being afraid of getting fat and Manny being afraid of surrendering her body to a human that doesn't exist yet mm-hmm. is very thin.
Yeah, like, definitely.
They keep trying to give us the lesson that it's the second one, but disguising it in dialogue that implies the first one.
1,000,000%. What it should be is like, it's not really about her body. It's about the life that she would have and the kid would have. That's what it should be. But it is so clearly like,
you might get fat.
Not trying to have hips.
Yeah. Exactly. Also, and it's like, it's also about like going through something as traumatic as giving birth.
We were just
talking about this morning, how birth is like so crazy to think about.
Yeah, because you woke up and asked me, have you thought about what it'd be like to go through the birth canal as a baby? Like, what were your dreams last night, babe?
Yeah, it's just like, imagine, like, that's fucking weird.
Just like pressing your face through a vagina.
Yeah.
I've imagined that a lot of times, but this is the reverse.
like shooting through a tunnel that is not even big enough for your body. Crazy.
You've just been so comfortable, and then you're like, oh, something's pushing me. Oh my God, my face. Oh my God.
You're being evicted from your home.
Whoa, it's light out.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Anyway. Anyway.
But yeah, that trauma would be hard for Manny's body as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I think, the main point that they're trying to make, but everyone keeps going, she's going to get fat.
Yeah.
And
it's funny that we complimented the writing so much at the top, and then we're like, wait, actually,
yeah,
it's good though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emma knows that Manny's in there listening after Paige and Terry are gone, and she invites her and Craig over to help babysit baby mm-hmm. Jack after work mm-hmm. or after school, because my brain was going, Spike is working late. So
right. And Emma is at work at school. Yeah.
Yes. and so after school, Liberty invites JT to a Three Stooges film. And at this point, JT is so over entertaining Liberty at all. He's actually very mean in this episode.
He's pretty mean. And it's like very minor, but like, JT's had a thing for Manny for a bit. So this news mm-hmm. that she's now pregnant with Craig's baby is,
he's probably
hit him hard too.
Pissed off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't think about that. Cause when Liberty says like, you're still hung up on Manny or whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't think he already knew. I thought she was about to tell him.
Oh, yeah. No, he heard it in the lunchroom.
Yeah, he knew. He knew. And he comes back to Liberty and he goes, look, this crush on me that you have is getting pretty old.
That you've had for 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting pretty old. And he walks off. And Liberty's, her ego is hit a little bit.
Yeah, it's harsh words.
Mm-hmm. So after school, Manny and Craig are with Emma. And they're all having a good time until Craig points out that he can't believe a Manny's going to get huge. like the woman on the cover of What to Expect When You're Expecting. Yeah. And
can't believe you're going to get that big.
Mm-hmm. And Manny's like,
Jesus Christ, dude.
And then Jack starts crying. And then
Jack's crying because he pictured Manny that big.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack's why like, does, I don't want to see that.
Why does Emma walk out? Is it because Chris is there?
Yeah, it's the doorbell's ringing.
Oh, so Chris comes over and he rings the doorbell. And Emma goes out to meet him and she carries the baby monitor with her. And mm-hmm. Chris is like, what is going on in that home?
Because <Yeah, 'cause> you can hear something through it. And he's like, what are you listening to?
It's like just Manny and Craig being like, oh, no, you grabbed the diaper. Oh, ew, what is this? Ew,
why is it green?
Yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah, that was a good moment.
Yeah, Chris is like, what are you listening to? And Emma goes, parents in training. And he goes, parents in basic training.
Sir, yes, sir.
And Emma goes back in and helps them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Emma goes back in and helps them. And that's when we see baby's penis.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy.
A little. There was a little bit of baby ass. And then mm-hmm. she puts the baby down and there's baby penis just on screen.
Yeah. Yeah. And Manny's like... You can see Manny starting to have doubts mm-hmm. about this, or as they say in Canada, dotes.
Dutes about baby penis.
And
that's me. This is me, Canadian accent. I'm very good at it.
So Liberty is still fawning over JT. I believe this is the next day at mm-hmm. school. And Sean sees her when they're practicing for, or not practicing, when
they're working on their project.
Working on their project. And he tells Liberty, like, look, I know how you feel. Amy dumped me last week for some guy she met at motocross. Which,
like an adult man who rides a motocross bike? Amy.
Which, like, this is the, like, that's the most early 2000s thing I've heard on from this show in a while. Does anyone care about motocross anymore?
Did anyone then?
I think a lot of people did.
I did have a motocross video game that I got from a Taco Bell.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty fun, actually. I hope some of your listeners know what I'm talking about.
I'm sure.
I've never been able to find it again, but I'd love to. It was fun. It was like something bike.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah, motocross was big in the early 2000s. I don't mm-hmm. think it's really big anymore.
No.
And he tells Liberty that she should move on from JT, which in Liberty's lizard brain is, oh, so that means that you like me, mm-hmm. which...
Liberty hears that as, you're single, I'm single, let's get it on. Mm-hmm. And my initial reaction was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to see these two. And then I see what that manifests as, and I change my mind immediately. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So we go to, I think, lunchtime, and good moment from this episode. Craig is all like, la, 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 la. I'm about to be a teen dad, la, la, la. And Spinner's like, hey, Craig, come here for a second. And Craig's like, yeah. And then he bops Craig upside the head. And he's like, are you crazy? And Craig is like, what the fuck? Which, look, Spinner, I understand Spinner's trying to be a good friend.
Mm.
He's finally has some sense in his brain.
Yeah.
But, dude, you did this. It's not Craig. Yes, it was Craig's penis that did the thing, but it was Spinner encouraging Craig to cheat on Ashley.
Spinner, who was like, damn, man, get two girlfriends. When you fuck them naked.
When
yeah.
you think about this, okay, I'm going to even mm-hmm. bring it back farther.
Mm-hmm.
Spinner was the reason that Ashley didn't put out.
That's right.
Because she knew that Spinner knew that she and Craig were going to have sex, so she decided not to have sex. So then right. Craig was like, I'm going to go have sex with Manny.
Wow.
This is all Spinner's fault.
Oh, my God. Spinner and his web of lies.
This is all Spinner's fault. And then he has the nerve to Judge Craig for making lemonade out of lemons.
Oh my God. And Craig, meanwhile, is like, look, man, I just want to have a family that's mine, okay?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's too early. And yeah, I'll probably fuck it up worse than my dad did, but mm-hmm. like, at least I won't be alone.
I don't think he would ever fuck it up as like any worse than Albert did.
That's fair.
I don't think Craig would ever abuse his child.
Yeah, no, I don't think
on purpose.
Right. I just jumped to that because mm-hmm. You know, it's
yeah,
I was trying to be mean.
My favorite quote from this is you have a family. I just stay at some guy's house. That makes me so sad.
Yeah, I mean, he's not right, but I get where he's coming from.
Well, he like in his brain.
I get where he's coming from, but it is definitely the case that what's his face?
Joey
loves him very much, and yeah. he has his stepsister there who he also loves very
much. It's his real sister. It's his half sister.
Sorry,
and she's the only one. She's his only family member that he has.
Right.
And
right.
that makes me really sad.
Yeah, no, I definitely get where he's coming from. I'm not saying that to be like Craig's crazy for this. I get it. I'm just saying like that's a real home.
Yeah, and it's hard. I think it's hard when you're 15 to like really get that.
Yeah.
To understand that. In his mind, he's like, both of my blood parents are dead. I'm an orphan. Mm-hmm. And while my stepdad loves me, he's not my dad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is, it's probably hard to reckon with.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's sure. why he wants something of his own. He mm-hmm. wants, this
a
family.
14-year-old baby mama.
Yes. He wants a 14-year-old baby mama, and, a newborn, because they will be his. Mm-hmm. So Manny skips school and goes back to Spike. And asks her what it's like being a single mom. Mm-hmm. And Spike is honest. And she's like, well, you know, it's really hard and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, you get sticky candy kisses and ornament and Christmas ornaments made out of macaroni. And Manny goes, wow, great.
That sounds like literal garbage.
Yeah. Thank you. She was not enthused. She's like, oh, yeah. Which is like so funny because it's like, that's how this is how adult women speak to each other. It's like, oh, but you know, it's the bad, but here's the good. And it's like, mm-hmm. yeah. And you're expecting that to like uplift the situation, but Manny is living in her reality and is like, yeah, none of that sounds appealing. Thanks.
Yeah.
gross.
Because as everybody knows, Manny wants to have a career in fashion.
Oh yeah. What? She
We learned two new things about Manny this episode, along with the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. She's a gymnast and a fashion designer.
Yeah, she wants to study fashion in New York or Paris suddenly. And I asked,
but I will say that. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, it does kind of add to the fact that she should not have a baby because she has no idea who she is or
because,
what she wants.
Like, yeah. I asked you, I was like, do you think she goes on to study fashion? And you were like, no. And I was like, you're correct. Listeners know what Manny goes on to study.
Yeah.
Do you want to take
any
guesses?
She becomes a doula.
That would be incredible. Do you want to take any guesses on what Manny studies when she leaves high school? You know, given that she survives high school.
She's a reporter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
Interesting, interesting.
That or Canada's sexiest weather lady.
Okay, I could see that, honestly. a news station where Ellie is the head anchor and mm-hmm. Manny's the weather girl.
I don't think Ellie can be on-screen talent.
I see that too.
Yeah. Well, if she wants to change her style, she could. But no, I
think there's
no place
for
hear
goths
me out.
On television.
Not as a newscaster. No, as an anchor. Absolutely.
Imagine.
Not.
I would love that.
Goth
That's going to be Gen Z news. They're going to all be like wearing crazy makeup, sitting up behind a counter, or sitting behind a table, like delivering the news. So yeah, Manny is not enthusiastic about all the upsides of being a teen mom. Mm-mm. And she's like, I don't want any of that, but Craig wants me to keep it. And she's like at a loss. And Spike is like, well, is Craig gonna be there the whole time? And Manny's like, I don't know. And Spike is like, ultimately it's gonna be your responsibility, which like, bullshit, that shouldn't be how it is, but that is the reality of how it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that that's fair. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's how it should be. But I think it is important to frame it that way because it should
yes.
be woman's autonomy in the situation.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
That's one of the things about this episode that I was like, oh yeah, they handled this really well. Because mm-hmm. they're making it clear, like, this is more than just carrying a baby to term.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be all the stuff that comes after.
Yeah.
And that you're not going to have as much support as you'd like, or even if you do, it's going to, it might not, it'll still feel like a weight on your shoulders. And then Manny, and so that she says this, and Manny realizes, wait, I don't have to do this if I don't want to. And Spike is like, no, you don't. So then the next day, Liberty shows up to school dressed in what JT describes as Grease cosplay. He doesn't say cosplay, but you know, he says, are you playing Rizzo in the production of Grease? And
she's in a white tee, a black leather jacket, and for absolutely no reason at all, a giant red kerchief.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be like 50s greaser gal, because she thinks this is what Sean likes.
Yeah, because Sean, I guess, works on cars, so therefore he's into grease.
So in her brain, this is he's Danny Zuko, and she's Sandy Olson, and this is how it's supposed to be. Or if you like the Broadway version of Grease, Sandy Dombrowski. It's her real last name.
That is, when you said Sandy Olson, I was like, who?
Yeah. Sandy Dombrowski is in the...
Yeah, that's the name I know.
Funnily enough, they changed her last name 3 times. I know a lot about Degrassi. I know a lot about Grease. Mm-hmm. On Broadway, her name is Sandy Dombrowski. In the movie, her name is Sandy Olson, because obviously Olivia Newton-John isn't, like, whatever that last name
Polish.
Is. Yeah. And then in the Grease Live starring Julianne Hough and Aaron Tveit from, like, 2016, 2017, they changed her last name to Young because... Julianne Hough is Mormon, or was Mormon. And so that's a very popular Mormon surname. Yeah. So I always thought that was fun that they changed her last name depending on who's playing her, which like leads me to believe, like, if there were ever professionally a black Sandy, like, would they change her last name to like Jefferson?
And I'm noticing that there hasn't been a Sandy Koufax. If Sandy Koufax is a person, a real person.
Like a real person.
Who refused, he's a pitcher in the Major League Baseball who refused to pitch on Yom Kippur. It was a good reference.
Yeah.
Okay. Jewish guy.
Wow.
Famous, one of the most famous Jewish athletes of all time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Good to know. We learned something today.
Mm-hmm. So you have to keep that in.
You proselytized, you proselytized during Black History Month, mind you.
Listen, history is for everyone all the time.
So JT makes fun of Liberty's new digs and
as he should.
And Sean, after Liberty walks away, Sean goes to JT and he's like, what is going on? And JT's like, you're the rebound crush, which like sucks to suck. But
he's like, look, and I'm happy about it, but also I feel bad for you, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she is now attached to her fixation on Sean, and he's like, fuck, now I have to deal with her.
He's like, you can't give her hints. You gotta tell her hard.
So then we're at Manny's house, which we've never seen before.
No.
She lives in an apartment, which I find interesting. Her parents, like, she has, we didn't see her dad this episode, but just her mom. Yeah, I guess it's cause she's an only child. She like, they have very, what's the word, modest means.
And it's also maybe like an immigrant story kind of situation.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly the background there, but that
No, it's correct.
Yeah.
And mind you, Manny said in season one she had a brother. Brother nowhere to be found.
Never existed.
Mm-mm.
That was just our entry point to Manny the liar.
Yeah. Honestly. her mom brings her a cheese and tomato sandwich.
Yuck.
We're both making really gross faces right now.
Listen, I don't like tomatoes, but even worse, tomatoes with cheese.
That sounds really disgusting.
So bad.
And
she also calls it her favorite.
Which, like, why? There's no protein in that.
There's tomatoes in it.
Yeah, it's just tomato. And it wasn't even, like, toasted.
Now, if it's a grilled cheese sandwich with a tomato in it,
sure.
That's a thing. My grandma loves those. I don't like tomato. But if it's just what that was, which was a cold sandwich that was an American cheese slice and a tomato slice.
Disgusting.
Also, what are they doing with American cheese up in
Canada? It's Canada.
But yeah, gross. And like, honestly, like, there's a lot of things to like or dislike about this episode, but that alone. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I think I'm going to hold this against Manny's mom for the rest.
I can never respect her as a cook.
Manny doesn't want to eat, and her mom is like, "What's wrong, honey?" And Manny reveals that she went to the doctor and confirmed that she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. And her mom is like, "What?" And she starts crying, and Manny is like, "I'm not a little girl anymore. Like, you have to understand." And her mom's like, "Manuela, chill the fuck out. This is a shock. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not crying because I'm mourning you. I'm crying because I'm shocked." Mm-hmm. And Manny's like, "I'm not your little girl anymore. And I don't want to go away like Mary did." And she starts crying, and then they cry together, and mm-hmm. her mom hugs her. And it's really sad, really sweet and sad. And I think it's like one of those situations where it's like, Manny was so scarred by this, by like knowing that they sent her cousin away to the Philippines, that like she instantly like projected that onto her parents, when in her mom, like her mom looked like that would never have crossed her mind.
I think that was like when she said that, we see the mom's reaction of like, "Oh my God, of course not."
Yeah.
But we don't hear her say it.
You can see it in her face.
Her mom's a great actress.
Yes. I love her.
Really great.
She gets to do some good stuff.
Oh, nice.
Later in the series.
Yeah, no, she's fantastic.
She's great.
And she communicated so much with just the look.
Mm-hmm.
In like, obviously she starts crying, but like just the way that she looks at Manny from each delivery of Manny's mm-hmm. lines is like, you can see the whole picture of the thought process there. It's really, really great work.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Yeah.
And they cry together, and this is when, you know, we're like, okay, good. Manny can go to her mom about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I'm very happy for Manny, because like, it must suck to think that you don't have like, you know, you can't go to your mom for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Look, I talk shit about my mom all the time, but I know that maybe if I was a teenager, I'd feel differently.
Mm-hmm.
But this didn't even cross my mind as a teenager, because boys didn't even touch me when I was a teenager in any respect.
Yeah. You were like in their defense though, you were a bubble girl.
Yes.
So they didn't really have like an opportunity.
Right.
You were walking around in that plastic bubble.
Yes, I really was. A metaphorical plastic bubble put on me by my parents. But as an adult, at least, if I were to have some sort of like pregnancy problem, mm-hmm. scare, anything that would feel like I would feel shameful about,
mm-hmm.
A lot of the time in most situations, I think I would feel comfortable going to my mom.
Good.
So like that is... It's so sad to think that Manny felt like she didn't have that.
Yeah, definitely. It is like, the more I learn about other people's lives in the mm-hmm. world, the more I'm like, oh my God, I'm so lucky to have mm-hmm. my parents. And it sounds like, in this regard, you feel the same way, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what my dad would do. I think he surprises me with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And I think your dad has a much softer heart than.
Oh yeah.
He lets on.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He does.
Yeah.
I just never am like, he's never my first thought to go to when I'm like, when I'm going through a crisis.
I mean, yeah, he would be like, well, I guess we'll find a way.
Yeah. And yep. then and he wouldn't elaborate.
No. And then he would like support you completely.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But it would be a really unsatisfying conversation.
It would be very unsatisfying. It would be so unsatisfying. So at school, Liberty brings Sean lunch, and it was a piece of red velvet cake
and a banana
nothing
and
else.
She says, "I got all your favorites." And it's like, what?
And he's like, and this is in front of Jay and Towers, so it's especially embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
And Sean is like, "Liberty," but yeah, Liberty comes up and she's trying to like she's trying to entice Sean with all things that she knows he likes, like thievery.
I can get us a 5-finger discount on a pack of smokes. And Jay's, and Sean's like, a 5-finger discount?
Yeah. And she's like, we can go to the ravine. And she's like, and he's like, whoa. And she's like, I'm edgy, I'm on fire. And then Sean, he seems like he's like, what's the word? Like, he bursts, like, what's the phrase for that? He bursting with, like, anger is like, you're about as edgy as a butter knife.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like hurt, mm-hmm. which, you know.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't like you. Leave me alone. And this is the second time we have to watch Liberty get horribly rejected in 22 minutes.
It's really awful.
It's really terrible.
It's really awful.
And she runs off sad. And
Jay's like, who would be into that girl?
Mm-hmm. He says, he's like, look, you should go for it. I hear she's great at chess. And then he and Sean laugh. But then you see Towers contemplating.
Towers is like, chess is cool, man.
Yeah.
But Towers doesn't talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can just, and unlike Manny's mom, he's not really communicating much with the acting.
No. No, he's not.
He just kind of shakes his head around a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Mm-hmm. So we don't really know what he's thinking.
At that moment, he could have been thinking like, yeah, I do want to eat some chicken strips. Yeah. Like, we have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. So Manny goes to Emma and reveals that she's going to get an abortion. And mm-hmm. we almost forgot.
I completely forgot that
Emma
anti-abortion.
Is pro-life.
Oh, my God. I so forgot.
And Emma, you know, is like freaking out. And, you know, it's interesting because it's like, you know, there was recently a thing that was like, these are some celebrities that you didn't know were pro-life. Mm-hmm. And Nicole Scherzinger of the Pussycat Dolls is one of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right. And it's because she's Emma. Her mom was a teen mom when she had her. And she's like, look, I could have easily been an abortion, but I love my life.
Yeah.
So that's such an interesting pro-life, like, place to come from.
Yeah, I can't fault somebody for feeling that way. Mm-hmm. I do think that it's a little bit like missing the point.
It certainly is.
But I get where that comes from, obviously. It makes sense.
It only happens, I guarantee you that only happens, because like I also could have easily been an abortion.
Yeah,
my parents weren't married. Well, my parents weren't married when they had me. Like, mm-hmm. They were having pretty, you know, minimum wage jobs. Like, mm-hmm. my mom didn't even live outside of her parents' home. Like, I could have easily been an abortion, but because I'm not entirely self-involved, mm-hmm. I've never thought that. I've never been like, well, everybody should do what my mom did and
right.
and just have kids.
Like, there's a difference between being thankful that you weren't aborted and right. being like, everyone should be not aborted.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, Emma.
Yeah. Go ahead. And it is like, whatever situation that people who feel that way were born into, it worked out.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of stories where it doesn't work
yes,
out.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's where like Emma and Nicole Scherzinger and mm-hmm. people like that they can't get that through their brains.
Right.
Because it's like, a lot of the time, people who maybe should have been aborted is a wrong way to
yeah,
put it.
That's
but
the only person you can describe that way is Tucker Carlson.
The only,
and I guess, Samuel Alito.
A lot of people who had abortion been more easily available and their parent had been more educated on it, mm-hmm. wouldn't have to go through a lot of terrible shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Emma, you know, in her brain hasn't had to go through a lot of terrible shit. So she's like, everybody could be like me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, girlie, you are missing the point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so her and Manny are now fighting about this again. They mm-hmm. have gone from being not friends, but talking at the start of these two episodes to best friends again, to now again, mad at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Manny, that doesn't change Manny's mind, because she then goes to Craig at school the next day mm-hmm. and is like, look, Craig, I can't go through with this. And then, so when Craig reacts this way,
mm-hmm.
do you think this means Craig is also pro-life?
I think that this is, so Craig reacts by saying, no, absolutely, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. It's my baby too.
Right.
Right. I think what it is not that Craig is pro-life generally, but that Craig is so, he has built up this version of mm-hmm. his life with Manny and a child to be like the thing he needs to be
yes,
happy.
Yes.
And she's taking that away from him, and he is just lashing out about that.
Yes. I raise you though, when Emma comes up and is like, no, it's her choice, Craig says, what she's doing is wrong. I found that such a weird out of place, because I also think, and I still think that you're correct, mm-hmm. that Craig, not necessarily pro-life, but mm-hmm. in this situation needs, in his brain, feels like he needs this to be happy, to go mm-hmm. on. But that random kind of line thrown in there feels wrong. Feels very out of place, out of character yeah. for his motivations.
I just feel like, if what he means in that instance is like, it is wrong for all people to have for any person to have an abortion, then yes. But I do mm-hmm. think what that line felt like to me was like, what she's doing to me is wrong.
Right. Yes.
Where
yes.
it's like, it's pure selfishness, yes. not like worldview.
Yeah. Which is really interesting. Like, this goes back to the writing being good, is that all the people that have problems with what Manny's about to do are doing it for selfish reasons.
Yes.
Which I love.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, yes, I completely agree. And I think it is also good on the writing that they are doing it not because of a pro-life upbringing, mm-hmm. but because of individual motivations yeah. within these characters individually. Because
it is so easy to write off people's feelings and opinions based on their like religion mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. their like being otherwise ignorant to the yeah. situation.
Whereas it would not have been interesting to have somebody else chime in and be yeah. like, but my Catholic faith doesn't allow this.
Exactly.
That wouldn't help anything.
Exactly.
And I did kind of expect that's where it was going with mm-hmm. with Manny's mom. Mm-hmm. And I'm thrilled it didn't.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. So Emma defends Manny against Craig and is like, look, I also feel the way you feel, but it's Manny's choice. Mm-hmm. And Craig is like, I can't believe these two women would do this to me. And then he walks off.
Yeah. I really liked Emma's line. I mean, I didn't like it, but like it spoke to what this character's process is here, mm-hmm. where she said, if it was somebody I didn't know, I'd be furious, yeah. but it's my friend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, then fucking apply that love to people,
you don't know. Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
That's the yeah.
Jesus Christ would do that.
Yeah, I've never really liked that line.
Yeah.
I love Miriam's delivery, though.
I like the line because I think it speaks to how these people think.
Yeah.
I don't like it because I disagree with it.
Right.
But I think it is a good line.
Yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah. And I love the way Miriam delivers it, too. Mm-hmm. The way she and Hassie are maintaining eye contact mm-hmm. while she's talking to Craig.
Yeah. Because what she's really doing is saying, I'm here for you, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really, really well-directed scene.
It is. And this is some of Emma's best acting.
It is. It yeah. really is. You mm-hmm. know what? If I were like an acting teacher, I would have people do this scene. That's a good scene
to do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
You don't get a lot of three-person scenes in acting classes,
yeah.
too. It's mostly two-person.
Which, in my opinion, I love a three-person scene. Mm-hmm. They're way more interesting.
Yeah, I love a six-person orgy, but I get it.
I have in my notes, Emma suddenly becomes pro-choice and defends her.
Yeah. Which is not true. She just becomes
right.
pro-friend.
Exactly.
But it's like, fucking everyone could be your friend.
Exactly. So, to wrap up our B-plot, Sean goes to Liberty and is like, look, I don't think he apologizes really.
Not really.
But he does say, like, what if I told you someone did like you? And Liberty's like, oh, yeah, who?
Who could do that?
Who likes me?
Nobody.
And he's like, well, Towers has a thing for smart chicks. So, and then she looks over and Towers is rubbing his hands together and licking his lips.
Like he's going to eat her.
It's like the big bad wolf.
Truly wicked wolf the shit. Yeah. Wicked wolf.
That's like a band.
Yeah, that would be a fun band name.
Wicked wolf. but yeah, so.
And, but he's like, yeah, he really loved it when the way you said, I don't remember the
mastery
word.
Mastery and another word.
Vernacular or something like that. And it's like, oh yeah, Towers can't talk, so he loves people who have good words.
Yeah.
Who say good words.
So that's how we wrap that up. It's cute. It's a cute ending.
It's both cute and like kind of ominous. Like if Liberty never shows up again, we know Towers
ate her.
Mm-hmm. Just like fully took her into his basement and was like, I ate your ass.
Yeah. Okay. You can't keep making a joke about a film you've never seen.
Yes, I can. I do it all the time.
So then Manny goes to the abortion clinic. The clinic lady, is it a clinicist? Clinic person?
Clinician?
Clinician. The clinician talks to her about what to expect with the abortion. Mm-hmm. She, you know,
what to expect when you're no longer expecting.
good.
That was a fake laugh at first, and then you're like, wait, no, that was good.
It really was. Yeah.
You were like, oh, fine. Oh, wait, no, that is smart.
No, that was really funny. Yeah, she goes through the whole thing, like, it might hurt you, but, and then Manny gets up and asks her, how will I feel after? Like, will I, essentially she's asking, will I regret this? Will I be sad?
Am I going to be okay?
Am I going to be okay? And she says, some people have, you know, feelings about it afterward. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes they just feel relief. Mm-hmm. And Manny's like, cool. I think I'm going to be that second one.
Yeah. She's like, I think I'm going to be okay.
Yeah. And then that's how the episode ends. Mm. And Americans everywhere went, we can't show this in America.
This is making abortion look allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And reasonable.
Yeah. Which is exactly what it is and should be.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's the episode.
Yeah.
So how'd you feel? I mean, we already know how we feel about this episode.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, yeah, I stand by what we said at the top, mm-hmm. which is that the writing is pretty good. Although it is interesting how many bad moments we pointed out in the writing too. And there's so much that doesn't really hold up in a way that it's interesting because like I think the overall handling of the topic and specifically how these kids deal with it from their own perspectives is illuminating and good but I think that there were a lot of specifics along the way that were like I agree.
What would you rate these episodes?
Yeah,
episodes 14, 15, accidents will happen.
Yeah, it's tricky because I want to write it well because I like how I like the message and I like the way that that everybody ended up getting Manny's back basically.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that, but I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give it 2 out of 5 fucking terrible cheese tomato sandwiches.
So wait, you would rank it lower than last week's episode,
which I liked way less. I'm confused by my own ratings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know.
You just didn't leave the episode feeling invigorated.
I guess so, but I think, first of all, I think I've been too generous with my ratings lately. Mm-hmm. And the other episodes recently, I should have rated worse. That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, I liked the overall handling of the topic. I didn't like the structures of the episodes. I didn't like the production of the episodes.
Yeah.
I didn't like the B plots. I didn't like a lot of the acting. I didn't like, there was just so much that I just like felt bad at the end of it and throughout it. And that's not what I want. You know, and I know that like something making you feel is good, but like, I don't know, it doesn't feel right to give it more than that.
Okay.
But I also agree that it shouldn't be ranked better than the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I agree that these episodes weren't stylistically my favorite. I'd also felt drained by the end of them.
Yeah.
But I do like the messaging so much. And I think I'm just kind of like, give it a bonus point for being something controversial and tackling a controversial subject matter and being kind of just generally iconic, that I would give this, I think, a 4 out of 5.
Tomato grilled cheese.
Tomato, right.
Oh, not grilled. Tomato cheese sandwiches.
Right. I would give mine 4 out of 5. I would give it 4 out of 5. Can I just do towers? 24 out of
sure.
5 towers. 4 out of 5 computer crimes.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 dial-up cables.
It's strange because I feel like I agree with your rating more, but I also don't feel like I can change mine.
That's okay.
And I don't mean like I don't feel like I'm allowed to in our format.
Yeah.
I mean like I think I have to I think I gave the right number, but I also feel good about your number.
I think it's because we're rating it on different levels. Like I'm rating it on like where this episode stands in a social, like not social, in like a historical context. Like, like the fact that it is just generally an iconic episode, and the fact that they were brave enough to tackle this and they tackled it well. They told they gave us a good moral and all
and just
that
on
stuff.
Those grounds, I'm like, yeah, 5 out of 5.
Yeah,
nailed that stuff.
And then on your scale, it's like, was this episode structured well, and how did I, an audience member, feel while watching it and after it? And it just isn't as high.
And I also, like, I think in the back of my mind, it's always rewatchability too. And I'm like, I would not want to watch this again.
I agree.
And there was not like other episodes where I'm like, the A plot is fucking terrible and not, and I don't want to watch it again. The B plot has something fun where I'm like, yeah, if that was on, it'd be fine. And this, that is not true. Because I guess the Liberty B plot's fun, but
it's
and Toby one, I didn't like very much. And Jimmy.
Yeah.
I don't really like seeing Jimmy being a bully.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have to watch it for much longer.
Okay.
He doesn't die.
Yeah. That was so ominous, babe.
Remember, you thought he dies?
Yeah.
Well, spoiler alert, he doesn't die.
Okay. I know something happens to him, but I don't know
Right. But yeah, so where do you see this plot going? I think that's what I was supposed to ask before the rating. It's fine.
Oh, that's okay, yeah.
Where do you see this plot going?
I think that Craig doesn't really get over it. I think that Emma and Manny get closer together again, but then I think, I mean, it sounds to me like from the way you were talking about it, Manny's going to pull some more shit. I don't know if she's going to come back into this area, but
you mean when I said, when I made the joke about her being a liar, when you said she was,
yeah, that, and also like her mom gets to deal with cool stuff.
Yeah.
You don't have to spoil anything. Just my thoughts are like Manny and Emma kind of recover their friendship, and, but also then Manny does some new stuff. I don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Other plot lines to follow from here. I think Towers and Liberty get married like next episode.
Okay.
I think Toby and Jimmy never make up at all.
Okay.
And JT probably like doesn't last in the popular crowd.
Okay.
Because he sticks by Toby.
That's a
I think that Ashley and Hazel and Paige don't apologize to Manny. And I think that causes some trouble. Who am I forgetting? Oh, I think Terry gets a baby.
Okay.
Doesn't have one. Gets one.
Gets one. Steals one.
Who am I forgetting?
I mean, these are all the, those are all the people that were in this episode.
Okay.
So, next episode is season 3, episode 16.
Mm-hmm.
Take on Me.
Okay.
Which, yeah, it doesn't, we don't, yeah, that doesn't tell you much. And I will say, I would give you a main player, but it's kind of an ensemble piece.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then, it's kind of an ensemble piece. Take on Me.
Would you like one more hint?
Yeah, I think I need something because I don't really have anywhere to. No, don't give it away.
Okay, then I'll give you a hint that doesn't give it away.
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay. Well, I think it is Snake getting over cancer and everybody celebrating it.
Okay.
Yeah. Now give me your hint and I'll reassess.
Okay. Okay. It takes place on a Saturday.
Oh. Okay. It's a twist on not Breakfast and Tiffany's. What's the fuck?
Breakfast and Tiffany's.
The fucking Detention Bunch. What's it called?
You said it earlier.
I know, but remind me.
The Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. Right. Okay. It's a twist on Breakfast Club, where Jimmy and Toby and Sean and Amy and Jay and Jay's girlfriend Alex and Towers, mm-hmm. who also be in detention.
Wiggling your fingers.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who else would be in detention. I don't know. Maybe it's just those people. And also somebody who's on the football team. Okay. I don't know if there's a football team.
There isn't.
Okay. Well, then somebody who's on the basketball team, mm-hmm. Are all in detention. And we think what's going to happen is a nice like reunion of worlds, mm-hmm. or like, you know, like everybody comes together to understand each other better. But really what happens instead is everybody bullies the shit out of Toby. And then Toby uses his hacking skills to change all their grades to zeros.
That'd be so nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that your serious prediction?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Then what's your serious prediction?
It's just straight up Breakfast Club.
Okay. Okay.
Like word for word. Dances and everything.
You've never seen the show Victorious on Nickelodeon, right?
No.
They have a Breakfast Club episode that is almost word for word, but they like switch up the lines to, like, for example, you've seen The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
You know the scene where they're asking Molly Ringwald, if her character, if she's a virgin. Mm-hmm. Like, are you a virgin, Claire? Claire, right?
So.
Are you a virgin, Claire? In the Victorious episode, they're like eating tacos, and then Tori's like, I've never had a taco. And they're like, are you a vegan, Tori? It's so stupid.
That's funny.
It's very stupid.
I like that.
But yeah, those are good predictions.
Thank you.
Based on these episodes, mm-hmm. Degrassi the Next Generation season 3, episodes 14 and 15, mm-hmm. Accidents Will Happen. Are you a Degrassi fan?
Well, I think that I like the way that they, and I'm sounding like a broken record at this point, but I think I like the way that they handled the topic so much and the message of it. And this is true in a lot of their like heavier episodes, mm-hmm. That I do feel like more compelled to be like, oh, people should watch this. Mm-hmm. But I also didn't like the execution so much that I'm like, but not me though. I already did watch it. Yeah. I don't ever want to see it again.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I'm being pulled in any direction, mm-hmm. more than the other. But I do think this is something where I'm like, like they should like clean this episode up, redo it basically, mm-hmm. and make it educational requirement.
Honestly,
people like, yeah.
Honestly, I am curious, like how this episode feels to a teenager who might not know much about abortion, mm-hmm. or might not feel strongly or maybe even is pro-life. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder how this episode feels to a teenager like that. Because I think I watched it for the first time after I had already like taken a pretty clear pro-choice stance, mm-hmm. in life.
Yeah.
So I watched it like, yeah, they're all right. But I'm curious what a...
That's really interesting because I do think, that's really a good point. Mm-hmm. I think I'd be really curious to see how Emma's thought process. And I think something that I would make stronger if I was to try to make this episode, mm-hmm. Like something for people to watch to learn about, mm-hmm. thinking on abortion would be that Emma's, because we know, mm-hmm. Emma's anti-abortion stance comes from her mother and everything, mm-hmm. from previous episodes, but we don't know it from this episode.
Right.
So I think I would try to make that more clear. There are things I would do to try to make this stand alone more. Like, mm-hmm. it could be its own, I guess Juno kind of is it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's different. But yeah, Juno's definitely inspired by this, I think. But anyway.
I think, you know what I would do?
Yeah.
I think, and I think a lot of people will not like this. I think in order to achieve that, to make Emma's stance more clear, mm-hmm. I would have episode 1 be from Emma's point of view, watching Manny and being like, you seem pregnant. Mm, and then Manny takes the test and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then episode 2 being Manny's point of view, getting the abortion, blah, blah, blah. Mm, and then by the end of the episode, we see Emma's stance from the first episode's shift. And then it kind of feels more like a cohesive, like, mm-hmm. bringing together of friends.
I like that a lot. But anyway, I think my answer to the question is, yeah, a little bit more of a fan.
Cool. Yeah. Ooh, this is the first time you've really even moved on the scale in a while.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool. And
it's, you can tell how conflicted I am about this because mm-hmm. I gave it 2 stars.
Right.
Two tomato cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
But also I'm like, no, but it is better than the last.
Yeah. So, nothing has to make sense here.
Good.
We thrive on the chaos. Good. Do you have a question for me?
No.
Okay.
Well. Yes. After suffering through more Joker jokes and me, kind of arguing with you about things that you are like, no, I already said that.
Yeah.
And giving a episode you gave 4 stars, 2 stars. Mm-hmm. Do you still love me?
Of course.
Hmm. Do you think that this, like, do you still love me question that's evolved from where we started, which is, do you still want to date me, mm-hmm. is gross and our audience hates it?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
Write in, audience. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know if we're too gross on Maine. Mm-hmm. Out us like Ashley did to Manny and Craig.
That's right, yeah.
Be mean.
Yeah. Tell the world that we're pregnant.
Don't do that.
It's not true. We use protection sometimes.
Anyway, where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, I am at Ezra Partier on Instagram, at Ezra Partier on TikTok and Twitter. Most often on Instagram, though, you can find stuff I post there about my sketch comedy and improv comedy around LA, and also my Daily Misinformer stuff at Daily Misinformer for my political jokes, mm-hmm. satire, news, mm-hmm. fun. It's not all like heady news stuff too. It's like pop culture and sports and music and everything.
And sometimes they talk about abortions and being pro-choice.
A lot.
You can find me at OMG It's Key. That's on TikTok and Instagram. You can find the podcast on Instagram at Cuckoo Bananas Podcast, or you can email us at cuckoobananaspodcast@gmail.com. Can't wait. Next week, I think I'm gonna. Should I tell them?
Maybe keep it as a surprise.
I'll record it and see if.
Yeah.
Okay. Next week, I think we're gonna have a character analysis episode. I know.
It's been so long.
It's been so long. But I think that's gonna happen. If it doesn't end up happening, I'll cut this from the episode. But I'm really excited to record it with Daniel. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what character we are on. But yeah, and then I think we'll do a blooper episode, and then we'll be back. So
it sounds good to me.
We'll resume our rewatch in a couple weeks. Thank you guys for listening.
We appreciate you.